Good morning, Audio Boo Land. I'm one of those people who normally drives everywhere, even if it's a short journey. I know that's lazy, but today I decided I would actually jump the bus to physio, my physiotherapy, which is a little bit outside of Aarhus. And a very helpful bus driver told me where I need to get off, which is really, really great, because bus drivers aren't normally that helpful. Generally, I think that's a world-renowned problem. But just got off the bus, and now I'm just walking my way up to where I got a physiotherapy session for about half an hour, 40 minutes. It's been about a week and a half since my last one, and that was on purpose. The guy said, you know, normally I've been seeing him every week, but now we're kind of stretching the sessions out a little bit more. Because my arm is actually feeling really, really good. Can definitely feel it when I start to get tired. I've had a couple of evenings where I've been quite tired. And then I could kind of feel it starting to ache a little bit. And, you know, I can feel, for example, if I don't go to bed or I don't rest up, then it's going to probably give me some grief the next day. But both those times I thought, you know, go to bed, because I've got to have a productive day the next day, and that's kind of really been helping keep it in check as well, along with, you know, a bit of exercise and things like that. So I don't know what's going to happen with today's physio. Hopefully this will be a session and then he'll say see you in 2 or 3 weeks, and then maybe the session after that a month or something. Not that I don't enjoy the physio sessions, he's actually a really cool guy, Henrik. We have a good laugh, at my expense normally, when we do these sessions. But, yeah, just nice to feel progress, that my arm's actually returning, and my shoulder too, of course, is returning to normal. At least for now, as long as I kind of keep it that way. But, yeah, so I got that this morning, and then I got to head on down to IT4 Midtjylland. We're filming an interview this afternoon with one of the sponsors for an event they're doing in April called IT Award. And there's a number of awards that they're giving out in April to various members of the IT Forum group, club, whatever you want to call it. It's a network, I guess. I think there's about 5 prizes, so I'll be covering that event as well in April. We were debating to actually live, whether or not to live stream the event. And then we realised, probably, that most of the people who are actually going to be watching it will actually be there. Or who might be interested in watching it, who are in the IT Forum network, will actually be there. So we've kind of decided to that I'm going to do some highlights of the event, and then I'll go home that evening, and then I'll sit up late and I'll edit the highlights together, and those will be available the next day to people who attended the event. We feel that will kind of be a little bit, give a little bit more impact for the coverage of the event than just a live coverage, which will probably be very long and full of speeches and things like that. Whereas if we can have, you know, 15 minutes of highlights, you see what the event is like, you see who won, see little interviews with them, things like that, all within 15 minutes, then that's a nice little info package for people to catch up on the event, or digital notes, as I call it, for them to remember the event. So this afternoon we're going to go and do an interview with one of the sponsors for that event. And that'll actually be kind of thrown out before the event, and also played during the event as well, just for everyone to see and get to know who the sponsors are. So we're really kind of finding some, I think we'll really find some nice ways to really use video to get people interested in what we're doing and introduced to various events and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that this afternoon. And then it's Friday, of course, the weekend. And got a relaxing weekend lined up. Going to go and see a concert with my wife and daughter tomorrow morning, with a Danish musician called Sigurd Barrett, who's he's a fantastic children's musician. He does a lot of children's shows and live shows, and I mean, he's like an institution. He's been around for a number of years, but he's really passionate about introducing children to all kinds of music, whether it's rap music or opera, or jazz or big band or whatever it is. His concerts are really, really fantastic. He really mixes up a lot of the genres, so kids really get to experience some really, really great music, actually. So we're seeing a concert with him tomorrow morning. Oh, I'm just crossing some railway tracks. I always get nervous when I'm crossing railway tracks. So yeah, we're seeing an event with him tomorrow morning for an hour or so, and then after that, we're heading into town to start shopping for glasses for my daughter. We found out this week, she's only six, that she needs glasses, which is, you know, which is cool. I mean, I wear glasses, I've worn glasses for as long as I can remember. So it's nice, you know, in a weird way, to be able to share my experience of being someone who wears glasses with my daughter. And tell her funny little things, like when you first put them on, even when you get a new pair, you've been wearing glasses for years. If the prescription is slightly different, you know, it takes you a day or so to get used to them. Suddenly everything looks extra kind of three-dimensional. So it'd be funny when she gets them for the first time to actually see how she reacts to that. But it's kind of nice to be able to share that with her and make her less worried about it. In a weird level, she's actually really looking forward to getting glasses. It's a funny, unusual thing. And she'll be the only girl in her class, or the only child in her class at the moment wearing glasses. So I think there's an element of kind of newness and coolness about it for her, which is great. Because wearing glasses really is a part of everyday life these days. So, you know, good that we can help her kind of handle it in a really positive way, rather than feeling like the fact that she has to wear glasses from now on is a big problem, because it really isn't. To be honest, it's been a problem mentioning it to other members of the family. I won't say which ones, but just kind of telling other members of the family, they've been acting like it's some kind of big disaster, when of course it isn't. So they've made more of a fuss about it than us, in some ways. But, you know, that's all part of coping and the experience and stuff like that. And then Sunday, I got nothing really. Just going to relax. And then next week, I've been doing a lot of video work recently. And I've got a bit of a backlog. So next week, I really need to sit down and take care of some of this video work. That's kind of a little bit on backlog. Otherwise it's going to kind of get more out of hand. It's a little bit out of hand now. There's a couple of projects that, because there's not really any set deadline, that I've been sitting on a little bit, spending time doing other things, which is great, but you know, it's horrible to kind of keep going and feeling like these things, these projects are kind of hovering over you. So next week my plan is to kind of get rid of the backlog of video stuff, and then that will free me up to spend more time on some of the newer video projects, but also writing projects that are now things I'm doing as well. So that's me, really. That's what's going on with me. And it's really nice to be back on Audio Boo. Although I haven't really been listening to loads of Audio Boos like I used to, because I've been a bit busy this week, but I want to catch up on what people are up to on Audio Boo, so I can feel part of the community rather than somebody who's just pressing record and broadcasting all the time. But yeah, that's what I'm up to, and I'll be you later.